And now we're going to talk about a new campaign that's called IBD Unmasked. It's to empower those with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, talking about embracing their inner superheroes, kind of dealing with this in a different, unique way. And we have with us Dr. David Rubin, who is with the Digestive Diseases Center at the University of Chicago, and also Ethan Blumenthal, who has been dealing with the ulcerative colitis since 2008, semi-pro baseball player, does some comedy as well. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi, Bruce.
Let's start. Dr. Rubin, give us a definition of what are we talking about? Colitis, Crohn's disease, those seems always to come together, but it's under a bigger umbrella, right?
Right. The bigger umbrella is called inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD for short, and that does include Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. These are immune conditions of the intestines. They're actually on the rise in the United States and around the world. We don't know the cause, but we have really good treatments for these conditions. Unfortunately, as you might imagine with digestive illnesses that cause pain or diarrhea or bleeding, a lot of times people don't talk about them, and they become socially isolating conditions. So the whole message of this campaign called IBD Unmasked is to help people talk about it, raise awareness. If you haven't been diagnosed but you're having chronic GI symptoms, get to an expert. Know that there are really good treatments, and have a better dialogue with your healthcare team to get the right therapies on board.
Ethan, let's talk about you, a little bit of your story, and probably this is a secret that you just keep unless it somehow gets out to people.
Certainly, yeah. As Dr. Rubin said, it's a really socially isolating condition, and it's something that I've never liked to talk about. And like you said, I was diagnosed in 2008, and I've been dealing with this for a long time, but it's something I really don't like to talk about. But thankfully, I've been able to work closely with my family and my doctor, Dr. Rubin here, and to come up with the best solution for me and to really get the best treatment so that I'm able to do all the things in my life that I want to, and I don't have to have this disease holding me back.
Doctor, talk about this campaign. You've kind of teamed up with Marvel. There's a comic, a superhero related to it. Explain that.
Yeah, my colleagues and I are really excited about this. Takeda Pharmaceuticals and the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America worked with Marvel Custom Solutions, to develop a superhero who actually has IBD but isn't defined by it, which is sort of the message we want people to understand, that if you have these conditions, get the right treatments, get into remission, know who to talk to, but get on with your life in other ways. And that's really part of what we're trying to do here. So by using a variety of different tools, including a really great website, IBDUnmasked.com, we are hoping that people will start talking and learn more and then get to the right treatments.
What is the treatment for something like this?
Well, it depends on the condition. We've made incredible advances in the field over the last number of years with a whole bunch of new therapies. And one of the challenges to managing Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis is that they are different in each individual who has them. So working with experts to identify where in your intestinal tract things are inflamed and then choosing the right therapies. There's a whole bunch of new ones that are available, and knowing how to use those the best way is incredibly important to getting into what we call remission, which is how you can move on to all the other things in life that are important.
You have stuff that's physically going around, but socially, mentally, this must be very stressful, Ethan, for you. How do you deal with that, and how does something like this kind of give you a little sense of relief?
Yeah, well, it's been definitely a difficult thing for me to discuss my whole life. It's socially isolating, and no one likes to talk about going to the bathroom. But it's just super important, and I think what's really important about this campaign is that people need to know that if they have this, first of all, they need to start creating an open dialogue with their physician, but you can go into remission, and you can, live a life, and sometimes you won't even know that you have it, and that's really the goal, but you have to go talk to your physician and have this open dialogue.
Again, Dr. Rubin,
you asked the right question, though, and I just want to summarize with one more point, which is that it's not just about the GI symptoms. People who live with these conditions do have all aspects of their life affected. So the website, IBDUnmasked.com, encourages people to talk about all the other aspects of their life. So we hope that this will raise awareness and get people to the right treatments.
We appreciate your time again this morning, getting information out there. And the more you talk about it, the less stigma comes to it, and people feel less embarrassed, and they can relax a little bit better and get on with their life. We appreciate both of you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Dr. David Rubin, Digestive Disease Center, University of Chicago, and also we have with us Ethan Blumenthal, one of those who has UC.